Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. Thanks for hanging out with us. 6:06 in the morning. It's going to be another gorgeous day by this afternoon. It's starting to get hotter. Mid-70s will be the high. And then tomorrow we'll hit the 80s in LA and the OC. I in the Valley. Usually about 5 to 10 degrees hotter than that. Good morning to you, Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Oh, and before I continue, man, we got some juicy cheese this morning. We got some an inside scoop on somebody up in the studio.
Oh, damn.
It's going to get good. If my sources are right, this is going to be so good. If it's just gossip and it's not true, it's still going to be good. Chelsea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, guys, for those of you that want to know, we have a new operating system here in studio, and I only messed up
twice.
Right at the gates.
Yeah.
I think a third one right at the end of the show, but Brad's like the only one who kind of caught. I think there was like a little bit of a noise that was made right at the end of the show, but we can't tell what's going on.
Exactly. It was smooth as hell. That's what you're trying to say, Brian. So anyways, it wasn't as bad as Brian or Chelsea thought.
No, yeah.
It was going to be.
Unfortunately, I mean, we were hoping that you wouldn't be so selfish and you maybe create a little bit of long-term
little
content.
Drama.
Yeah, for the listeners to text in when you do something wrong. We shock you. Shocking's funny. No, everybody loves it.
Our boss was already texting me throughout the entire show like, hey, this or that. I was like, no, I'm good. Anyways, getting to the good stuff, guys. Some cheese, man. So last night, Khalid, it was the second night at Staples Center. First of all, congrats, man.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back nights at Staples?
That's big.
Get out of here, man. Good stuff.
20 years old or whatever it is.
21, man. Yeah.
So we had an amp suite. We gave out tickets to some of our listeners to come out, party with us, so on and so forth. But the word on the street is that somebody in the studio came with a special guest.
Whoa!
Somebody that's trying to downplay of how serious their situation is with somebody else they've been hanging out with since Coachella. Could I be talking about?
We all know why that had to happen yesterday.
Also, I'm the only one that went to Coachella, so there's that.
But even to a greater extent, like, I felt like yesterday we left the show and you were in a little bit of a hole.
Yep.
A little bit of a, I want to go to Khalid. Chelsea has no choice but to take him to Khalid. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're talking about Chelsea. She's been hanging out with the dude that we nicknamed Tinkerbell because somehow he uses fairy dust, his magic wand, to hypnotize Chelsea. Mm. DJ Majestic.
Yeah.
Specifically, what did you see yesterday, bro? You're our eyes and ears.
So, roll up to Staples Center, and a bunch of us are outside from Amp Radio that are going to the Khalid show. I see Chelsea, and then I see some dude standing next to Chelsea.
Whoa.
Tall, dude with a good tan, sneakers were on point.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, in my mind, I was like, I don't want to say anything like in front of anybody or around anybody, but could this be Tink?
Could it be? Because none of us have ever met him.
Uh-uh.
We don't even know if he's real.
I don't even know if it's still him because I didn't confirm anything. But
exactly. In a day like yesterday, that could have been anybody because, I mean, I don't think he was in a great mood about our show yesterday.
Yeah. We talked about him a lot.
In case you missed it, Chelsea was talking about basically the last two weekends in a row, he has tricked Chelsea into meeting his parents. His father on Father's Day. And then just because Mother's Day is not till May, he had a sneaker in this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chelsea, what made you decide to bring him out in public?
It was funny too. I was like watching Majestic's reaction because I didn't know. He didn't ask me the whole show.
I tried to keep it clean. I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
I know.
Because what if it wasn't him and this guy's like new dude, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, this guy, the guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's why.
And knowing Chelsea, you know, you're famous for stacking dates.
We're
not going to go up there and see Black your game. Nope. Chelsea, we're not going to be like, yo, what's up, Tink? And Chelsea's like, no.
So what happened? I mean, I definitely was feeling pretty bad after the show yesterday because we talked about him quite a bit and I was convinced that he was listening to the show because he was texting me throughout and then he kind of got weird with me, a little sassy. So after the show, I was like feeling really bad about it. And so I ended up calling him because he wasn't responding to my text messages and I'm like, oh no. And I just felt bad.
He's got another woman in his bed.
I kind of told him.
Who's using my toothbrush?
Oh my God. I kind of had like exposed this like really sweet text message he sent me throughout the show. At the end of the show, we had talked about it. So I was like, oh, I feel bad. Whatever. He was being nice. Anyways, end up calling him because I'm feeling really bad. He answers. He's like, hey, I'm in a meeting. Can I call you later? Whatever. Calls me 20 minutes later.
Who's the meeting with?
I'm like,
what's
so?
Her name?
Yeah. I'm like,
are you meeting her belly button?
Oh my God. What? Okay. And he answers and finally calls me back and he's like, yeah. He's like, hey, what's up? Like, so chill. And I'm like, so, did you listen to the show today? And he's like, no. And
I was like, whoopsie.
And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, why do you ask?
No
and I was
biggie.
Like, oh, no, nothing. Just curious. He's like, well, obviously there's like something. Like, well, obviously, what do you mean? And then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'm kind of trying to like dance around. Oh, we kind of talked about you because I felt like I had to. And he's
for
like, oh.
30% of the show.
Yeah, he's like, oh, interesting, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, cool. So there's this Khalid concert tonight. I know. And then he's like, oh, he's actually said something to me earlier in the week about wanting to go to the concert.
Right.
So,
but it wasn't until your guilt took over that you actually invited him.
So anyway,
hopefully he's not listening right now.
Make long story short, an hour later he texts me and he's like, hey, he's like, listening to the show right now. He went back and listened to it. And he's like, he goes, you know what's funny is that I probably wouldn't have listened to it if you didn't say anything.
Damn, Joe.
So I've got myself in this hole. Anyways, he ended up coming last night. We had a great time. It was really fun.
So are you guys official yet or not?
No.
I mean, you've already met his parents.
Listen.
All right, you're still not there yet. All right, that's fair enough.
That's fun, though.
That's fair enough.
You guys were slow dancing in the suites at Khalid. You couldn't make an official then.
Come on.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Think about all the nonsense you did before the age of 18. And imagine if you grew up in a generation like now, where you have social media, you have everything up on stories, so on and so forth. Do you agree with this new study and what 18-year-olds are saying? The new study reveals that 87% of 18-year-olds want their social media accounts wiped clean before they go into adulthood so that the evidence of their mistakes they may have made in the past don't impact their adult life. And nobody can bring that back and throw it in their face. And this is so interesting that the study just came out yesterday. And now we're going to talk about this story that happened up here in the high desert about some underage kids making some terrible mistakes on social media.
Well, I love the idea of, yeah, look, we're kids and we make mistakes. But there's a difference between racist trash and a mistake, right?
Yeah.
Like, yes, racist trash is a mistake, but it's not the same mistake as like, hey, I was out running around and I broke something or whatever. I egged a house on social, right? Like, those are different mistakes to me. So this is coming out of Lancaster, California. Quartz Hills High School. A video went viral on Snapchat, which at this point, I also would say, like, yo, kids, you know, like, once you post it, it's out of your hands.
Yeah.
Like, that's a second level of dumb to me, where it's like, this isn't the first time. These aren't the first kids to act racist on a Snapchat video. What they did, they were a bunch of white kids were putting blackface on, and one was using the N-word. I know the video went super viral because, of course, it's racist and it's combative and things. Antelope Valley Union High School, once they saw it go viral, parents were mortified of the kids. They would say, like, these are not our children. Our children don't do things like this. Said they're going to, once classes start on July 1st, they're going to go through, do sensitivity stuff. They're going to deal with repercussions for the students they can identify as they see fit. They haven't released a statement on what they're going to do in terms of discipline. But it's like some of the kids that were in the video are now, their parents are saying they're getting death threats from the viral videos going viral on social media.
Which is extra, to be honest.
It is, but it's also the internet, man. Like a Twitter death threat from some egg on is not the same as like someone writing you a hate mail letter.
Yeah, bro, but nowadays where we live, bro, and the times that we live now, bro, you can't take any of that lightly. Yeah. I'm definitely not on these kids' side, trust me.
Mm.
I'm obviously, everybody in this room is against racism, obviously.
Course.
And I'm going to play devil's advocate real quick. Is it fair to label that whatever, 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid now, a racist for the rest of their life.
For the rest of their life, they're only 16, so I'd say no, but that was very racist, and the repercussions that you get, you have coming to you, whether it's judgment from peers, adults. Look, that the kid from Parkland just got, his admission got rescinded from Harvard for racist text messages that surfaced on the internet. Look, man, like, casual racism has to stop, and it's like, it's become a real epidemic amongst white youth, where they think it's funny and cute to be, like, silly, offensive, racist on videos, and look, you may not be racist, but when you represent yourself as a racist, I have no other choice but then to say you are racist. You are giving me no other, I have no other basis to compare it to.
Because that's what you're presenting before you. I didn't know you before then. Now you went viral, and this is all I know about
And
you.
Again, that video is going to be on the internet forever, you know?
Exactly. And we brought this up in the past, even on Instagram stories, man. We think that once a story's gone, it's gone after 24 hours, and it's not. You could legit go into your history and find any Instagram story you've ever posted. Tamara, what's interesting about the social media guru, Tamara, you went to this high school where these students got caught doing these racist acts. What is your perspective on the community out there? What specific city is that? And what do you have to say about that community since you grew up out there?
Yeah, so it's Quartz Hill. So they break the Antelope Valley down between Lancaster and Palmdale. So it's kind of on like the...
Step up to the mic a little
bit. Oh, yeah. It's kind of on like the Palmdale side. But yeah, it's Quartz Hill. But when I went to Quartz Hill, it was predominantly like white. But I didn't experience any like racism or anything like that.
You being a beautiful, strong... black woman. How, like, what percentage would you say was black at the high school?
Oh, percentage when I was there was like 2%. It wasn't, there was not a
lot. But you didn't experience any racism?
No, I didn't really. They knew better.
To do it to your face.
You were a cheerleader? Were you a cheerleader?
Yeah, I was a cheerleader.
Yeah, super involved.
Yeah, I was the only black girl on the cheer team. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I was on varsity for all 4 years. So, you know, I was... low-key a big deal.
Well, you can do backflips. You bet.
Don't mess with me.
Backflips in our 20s in the studio after a couple of mimosas. Like, I understand that stuff you post, like you said, Edgar, like the stories, you can go back in your history and stuff. I think we need to be teaching kids is educating you on what stupid things not to put on the internet versus let's wipe my history clean. Because look, when it's in your archives, Russian hackers aren't going in and grabbing the racist trash you did in high school. It's you posting it, people grabbing it and putting it out there. So you can wipe your slate clean all you want to. The racist trash you posted got yanked by somebody.
So anyways, I think the best thing we can do and that I would ask is that of all of us, Latino, blacks, whites, Asians, Middle Eastern, whatever you are, man, when you see racism going down in front of you, whether it be your friend or a homie or somebody you don't know, like, speak up about it. Yo, that's not cool. I don't roll with that.
Yeah.
You know, just stop it.
It's dangerous to be that casual. You may think it's a funny joke, but the people who see it and rally around it and retweet it, they may be motivated by it. So you never know who's going to see those videos. So it's dangerous to have a flippant attitude towards racism.
Fact.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
What happened to your last year's summer fling? We should just ask.
My last year's summer fling or my last summer fling ever? Last year's summer fling still in my life.
AKA your girlfriend Jessica.
Yeah,
so that would be your answer.
She's sticking around. I think she's on her third summer now.
Wow. When I mentioned in the summer, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Which one stands out for you?
I feel like I was still dating that guy who lived in Amsterdam last November.
Kieran.
Around the time. It was like in and out. It was kind of
was it Kieran?
Kieran, yeah. Because remember, in June, I went to London and met up with him, and it was just the whole thing and whatever.
Chelsea, why'd you block me on Instagram, Chelsea?
I did. I should have gotten out sooner, but it was still.
So the update would be, that's the guy that was trying to get back with you when he flew into L.A. like 3 months ago. And one of our AMP listeners called in and said, yo, Chels.
Yep, sure did.
That same guy you're talking about, Kieran, just slid into my DMs trying to hook up with me.
Yeah, no, trying to convince her to come over to his hotel room.
Yep, that happened. I always pick the winner.
So that would be your update, right?
That's my update.
We need to do that.
So
we
sad. Need to do that. We I'll go back to that time.
That's a good topic. That's a good topic.
Look, Tink, I believe in you, buddy.
Like, for instance, right now, you're some... Well, hopefully...
let's go back to this in August.
Coming up next, what's going down in your entertainment stuff, Charles?
Okay, my love life's fun. So an actual baby was born during the opening song at this artist's concert. concert. What? It is a crazy story. I got the details coming up next in the Chelsea Report. That's around 6:50.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
So Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, and Lana Del Rey, of all people, are teaming up for the ultimate collaboration. They're going to be doing the theme song for the Charlie's Angels reboot.
Awesome.
And it actually drops today. Both Ariana and Miley have teased a snippet of the song, and Miley posted a video saying, "We are coming." Here's a little bit of the tease.
Oh, jeez.
That sounds like a Nightmare Before Christmas.
So creepy.
I know. The new Charlie's Angels film, though, there's a lot of buzz around it. It will hit theaters in November. It's directed by Elizabeth Banks, stars Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balinska as the Angels.
It's crazy how much stuff is coming back from the 90s. I saw an Instagram post yesterday. I have it here. It was like, yo, are the 90s back or what? And it looked like at Edward Cinema, what's playing?
Mm-hmm.
It was like Toy Story, Men in Black, Godzilla,
Aladdin,
yeah. And Child's Play.
Jeez. Wow. That's almost funny.
Right? Think about that for a second.
It's one of those things where it's like, have we just run out of ideas? Or do we need to kind of clear out the space for new, younger writers, directors, yeah. filmmakers mm-hmm. who have ideas, who are now stuck underneath these people who are like, hey, I remember what was a hit for me, Men in Black 25 years ago. Let's do it again.
Well, so interesting.
We're seeing that nostalgia selling like crazy to people like us.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're just like, yo, that's the formula. Let's keep going until it dies.
You know? I forgot about this too. The original Charlie's Angels, not original, but the Charlie's Angels film from 2000, the single was Independent Women by Destiny's Child. So just kind of a throwback was a reminder.
Real different vibe that last song.
I know. So true. So this is crazy. You know the singer Pink?
Yeah.
Well, one of her fans gave birth during her show in Liverpool, England. It happened on Tuesday night during the opening song of Let's Get This Party Started.
Wow. Hilarious song to have that happen to.
I know.
Pop goes the baby.
A 32-year-old woman named Denise Jones delivered a baby girl. It was a total surprise. The baby was 3 weeks early, but she did it with no pain relief or equipment.
Well, let me just say this. You're saying it's a surprise. It was 3 weeks early. You should be expecting to go into birth 3 weeks early, that's potentially.
It's kind of reckless of this lady, right? I mean, look. I just think if I'm out in the community and this woman's 3 weeks before her due date and starts having a baby, like that's a lot of pressure for everyone else in the room too.
Well, I think it's impressive if she must have gotten to the concert probably not an hour or two before the show started, and then she gave birth by the first song. Like you hear women in labor for 24 hours, 48 hours. Yeah. Like that's impressive that she just popped it out so quick. Yeah,
she's a cheapskate. She's like, I paid for these tickets. I'm going to the show. I don't care if my water's breaking. Check my dilation. I'm good.
Did they charge her for the baby a ticket?
I'm sorry, man.
To charge an extra ticket now. This is what should happen, though, right? You've heard of people giving birth, like at Chick-fil-A's or on an airline, and then that baby gets basically free services for the rest of their life or until they're 18. Pink should do something like that,
where
this baby can go to her concerts until she's 18 or he's 18.
That poor baby's gonna hate that in 30 years. And Pink is like coming out of retirement to do a show for her.
Apparently, the baby's name is supposed to be Dolly Louise, but she is named Dolly Pink now.
How cute
is that? But the mom was quoted saying, "She's gutted she missed the concert."
Get out of here, lady.
Congratulations on your baby.
And all the people that are traumatized now from seeing childbirth. You know how many guys in there don't know exactly what goes on in childbirth and all the things that actually come out of there?
I'm never doing it again. Anyways, this Chelsea Report is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana, it's CBD. And our listeners get 15% off of the promo code Brian at cbdistillery.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. So last night, we got to hang out with some of our AMP listeners at Khalid's concert in our AMP suite. And we want to do it again, but this time at Shawn Mendes' concert, all right? Your tickets coming up before 7:30 this morning. Buenos dias. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
AMP Radio.
Right about now, go ahead and vent. Tell us who did you dirty. Give us a call or shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS. Nessa from Torrance, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're doing great. I really want to know who did you dirty because nobody messes with our Nessa. Mm. Not after you gave us the blessing of allowing us and our listeners to choose a name for your newest born, Giovanni. Who's messing with you, Nessa?
Oh, man. It was one of my best friends I had from sixth grade all the way until college.
No.
I won't put her on blast, but yeah, we were best friends for a long time. She ended up sleeping with the guy that I was falling for. I was the girl next door, and him and I were talking and stuff, and I was, of course, she's my best friend. I was telling her, you know, all about him, so she secretly started falling for him, too.
Oof.
The twist is she actually did me a favor, because she told me she slept with him, and I was, like, you know, heartbroken about that and stuff, but it's okay. He introduced me to his best friend, and his best friend is the father of all three of my babies.
Oh!
And my
husband today.
So it's like, did you dirty with a silver lining?
Yeah, with a twist.
Yep.
I was going to say, like, if this all happened recently, that's a hell of a lot of drama, because we just had your little baby in the studio. I was like, damn. Yeah, Torrance is getting wild.
What was it? You called us, like, 4 months ago? Or how long ago to name Giovanni?
Well, Gio, he's going to be 9 months in a few days now.
Oh, geez.
A year ago.
Nessa, wow. So what is going on with your ex-best friend's life now? Do you guys talk at all? What is she up to?
No. You know what's funny is that I squashed it all. I forgave her and everything.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, you know what? It's a guy. Like, I mean, we're not supposed to let, you know, a guy ruin our friendship, especially it was over 10 years of friendship, you know. Me and the guy are actually okay friends, but I don't know what's going on with her, though. All I know is she moved to Texas, and I reached out to her on Facebook. She blocked me.
What?
Found her on Instagram. Oh. Yeah, so, like, and I wasn't looking for her on Instagram, but I found her. She popped up on there, friends you may know. And
I bet she's regretting the choice of the dude and not the best friend, because she looks and sees, like, your family and stuff, and she realized that she picked the wrong dude.
Nessa, so we met your hubby, and you guys have a beautiful family. So is your hubby still friends with your ex?
They're Facebook friends, but he doesn't really have the intentions of being friends anymore.
Yeah, I can see
that. You're a grown-ass man and a dad. You know, how many friends do you really need?
Yeah. You guys take a three on one hand, so I only got room for two more.
That's right.
Thank you, Nessa. Love you. Thank you for calling in, man. I just love your heart and your spirit. It doesn't surprise me that you forgave her. Thank you for allowing us and the rest of our listeners to be a part of it by, you know, when we got to name your baby Gio.
Oh, yeah, and you guys have to be there at his first birthday party on the 7th, September.
I think that's at the very end of our 97 parties that we got to crash in 97 days.
Yep, I think so.
So we're down. Thank you, Nessa.
Thank you. Love you guys. Have a beautiful day.
You too. I think by then, though, we'll be like at 150 parties.
Oh, my gosh. At the rate we're going,
might as well keep
it
rolling.
We're already at 58.
I mean, I'm having fun.
Dude,
man.
I don't want to stop.
I know.
Like, let's blow out the 97 days and just do it year round.
I've never felt so popular, you know? Invited to so many parties. Chelsea. I'm like, okay.
I was sad. Like, I looked in my fridge yesterday. I have no food. And I was like, oh, am I going to any parties today?
Yeah.
Free food. We get a lot more out of it than the listener, for sure.
Think you know your music? Remix. The Remix Game with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
We are live on the gram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check us out. I combed my hair today, so check it out. Your chance to win VIP passes to go experience Shawn Mendes' concert in our Amp Suite at Staples Center on July 6th. Going down right now by playing the Name That Song game. Real easy. That's been the problem.
Oh.
DJ Majestic, who's known to be a tricky dude.
Yeah.
People have been calling up, like, yo, man, eres un facilote. You're mad easy now. Mm-hmm. Everybody can guess these songs,
I think,
right?
The comments on the IG live feed right now are always like, this one's the, oh, man, come on.
Yeah, let's meet our contestant this morning. We got Susie from Oxnard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Susie, thank you for hanging out with us. So you got to guess two out of three song names correctly based only on the lyrics that you hear. Do not get swayed by the beat.
Okay.
You ready? You know your music pretty good or what?
I'm hoping I do this morning.
Oh, my God. You got this, right? There's nothing holding you back from winning.
There's nothing holding you back.
That's right. All right, here we go. Here we go. Just think positive, right? You got this. Here we go. What's the name of this song? What's the name of this song?
I want to follow where she goes. I think about it and she knows it.
This was tough. DJ Majestic came in with a vengeance.
We couldn't even get it in studio.
Because every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing.
I like this mashup, though.
Maybe I should stop and start confessing.
Come on.
Confessing, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Susie!
There's nothing holding me back.
That is correct!
Good job! Majestic is so mad right now.
I feel like we didn't even have to play the remix for some reason.
Why are you mad, Madge? Why are you mad, bro?
No, you didn't help her, Edgar.
There is someone in the studio holding Madge back. I'll tell you that much right now, Edgar.
All right, Susie. I know you I know you're representing the West Side right now, all right? But you know what? We got to live. We got to give love to all sides, not just the West Side. All right, what's the name of this song? Here we go. Here we go.
When I was young, I fell in love. Used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back.
Ooh, I got it.
Yeah?
He
was just at Staples Center last night.
Uh-huh, the song.
But it ain't his song, though.
Got that West Coast beat up in there.
You do want to make me fight?
All right, Susie, what's the name of the song?
Meet Me at the East Side.
Wait, what is that? One more time?
What is it?
There's a lot of extra words in that answer.
Meet Me?
Oh, my gosh!
Wow.
Man.
Dude, judges, producer Brad, she said Meet Me at the East Side.
Let's go one more.
You're not gonna give it to her? Oh my gosh.
Did she say the artist?
That is incorrect. I'm sorry,
she
Susie.
Title.
Oh. All right, here's the next one. Last one, last chance, all right? Damn, Bruce Ray, you just don't
tough,
care.
Man.
Look, he's wearing his Mickey Mouse shirt today and he ain't playing around.
All right, Susie, here's the last one. What's the name of this song based only off of the lyrics, okay? And I know you care, but sometimes you just gotta be like, you know what? I don't care. Mm. You just gotta be free, all right? Here we go.
Be free.
Okay.
So
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I'm wondering if I could sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah, I always feel. Nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care.
Susie, what's the name of this song for the win?
I don't care.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes, question mark?
Just say yes.
Yes.
That is correct. I don't know how you did it, Susie, but you won.
I feel like Edgar should get the tickets.
A little tension in here today.
DJ Majestic coming at me. Yo, all right. Susie, who are these tickets for to go check out Shawn Mendes?
Oh, my God. They're for my daughter, Angelina.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hang tight, Susie. Can't wait to meet you guys in person in our Amp Suite next Saturday, all right?
Well, me neither.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you, girl. Hang tight. Sorry, Majestic.
That's cool. It's cool.
Come on, bro.
What, you didn't help that much, Edgar?
No.
I just want to scroll through the IG live comments right now.
Tabo, what's going on? What's going on IG?
Wow. Boo.
Yo, you wouldn't be booing if that was you on the line. That's all I got to say. You wouldn't be booing. I'll be your favorite person in the world. Whatever. You're commercial free. 97.1 Amp Radio. Ask me if I care.
I don't care.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Right about now, we're going to talk about something that's going to, you know, make your life easier this summer when you're hitting up parties, whether you're getting invited to a party or you're trying to invite somebody to a party that's a different culture than you. Because we got to understand that every culture has a different concept of time when it comes to parties. And we've been experiencing it, crashing your parties, 97 parties in 97 days. And obviously, you know, I'm not talking about like Pacific time, Central time. I'm talking about like late Tino time for me, white folk time, island time. For example, I run on late Tino time when it comes to parties, show up about an hour to 2 hours late. But I run on proper white folk time when it comes to stuff about work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always on time or early or whatever it may be. And it was funny because it came up even more. Mariana from Corona invited me to her mom's 3 times quinceañera birthday party. And she sent the invite. It said 4 p.m. on Tuesday. And then she texted me afterwards. She's like, I know you're Latino, but just in case, really don't show up till 6.
Right, you don't be the first one.
Yeah, so she explained this some more at the party. Check this out.
You know, if you get invited to a Latino party, you gotta be at least an hour to 2 hours after the stated time. Because otherwise, you're way too early, man. You're gonna be the first one there.
And then while she's saying this, there's this girl next to me that's like, oh my gosh, even one of my best friends was late to her own wedding because she was on Latino time. Check this out. Maybe this explains the origin of Latino time to parties. I'm chill here with Patricia also. You told me a crazy story. You went to a wedding in Tequila, Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a city town called Tequila where tequila comes from. And the bride was how late to her own wedding?
She was an hour late. That's Priscilla, girl. You're out there. We know you, girl.
Was it because she was having second thoughts? Was it the makeup? What made her late?
No second thoughts. Going out the night before.
Hungover.
Hungover to the fullest.
Straight up cruda face for her wedding.
Yes. We tried to freshen her up, but it didn't work.
So your friend Priscilla was Latino time to her own wedding.
To her own wedding. She knew it, too.
What did the future husband, what was he doing?
He was just chilling, being a good boy.
Just chilling, being a good boy.
That's got to be so terrifying, though, when you're the, like, if someone's really late to their wedding and you're like, everyone's like, no, 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 she's on her way. And you're like sitting there going, like, yeah, let's not do, I don't want to be standing here by myself for
people,
an hour.
People are stressing out that are not from that culture. They're like, no, no, she's Latina. Oh, okay, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Good
times. So explain your culture's concept of being on time to a party. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. You can call or text that number. Tamara.
Yes.
Explain your culture, girl.
Well, I run on CPT time, which is black people time. So basically, anytime you hit me up if I'm running late and I say I'm on my way, I just woke up or I just started getting ready. That's facts.
That's what that translates to.
Yes.
I just woke up or I'm just jumping in the shower, just barely.
Yeah, barely.
What about when you say I'm exiting?
I'm exiting, man. I maybe just got on.
You're not even in the car.
Yeah.
You never clarify what you're exiting. You just exited your house.
Yeah, just exit the door.
That's funny.
On my way. It's funny, like, my mom has seven sisters, so she grew up on, like, just, well, my grandmother's Irish, but she just grew up on, like, women trying to get out of the house time.
That's another one.
Like, for real, like, bathroom. Seriously. They had two bathrooms and seven women. Like, that's
a culture. You women's culture. Mm-hmm.
Takes forever. And my dad, like, he's always wants to be 10 minutes early. My mom always wants to be late.
Oh.
And it was always like, man, I don't want to go with dad. We're going to have to, because they'd leave separately to things. My dad would be, he's not even going to wait anymore. He's like, nah, Joanne, you take your time. We would show up, and depending on what parent you drove with, you're like, then we're sitting at like a church function in the parking lot 10 minutes early. I'm like, I'm not trying to go in right now like some nerd. And my mom rolls in fashionably late every time.
In my experience with white people time, we're definitely...
White people time.
We're definitely on time all the time. Like, when my parents have parties, people are there. I mean, if you're 15 minutes late, that's even like, oh, that's weird. That's kind of rude, you know? And I've been experiencing this with the parties we're doing because I've been showing up right on time. They tell me 4:30. There I am, like, helping them set the food up. And I even went to a party this past weekend, and I show up. It was a baby shower in Linwood. Ruth, her son was having a baby. I get there, 4:30. She tells me to get there 4:30. No one's there.
Right.
And she tells me the baby mama isn't even coming for another 2 hours. And I was like, I can't do that. I don't have that kind of time to just wait around.
But
so
see,
it's funny.
At this point in the summer of crashing parties, if you show up when the invite says show up, like, that's on you.
Well, now I'm
point.
Learning.
That's
well,
on
I'm
you.
I'm learning that lesson. I just learned it the hard way.
Like, I've showed up, like, last week I showed up at a graduation party before Bianca, who invited me.
Yeah.
And that was 2 hours late.
You were 2 hours late.
I was 2 hours late.
And then the person that invited you showed up how many hours later?
2.5 hours late. And no one even knew I was showing up. They just walked down the driveway with a bunch of Amp t-shirts like, hey, everybody. Yo,
then there's like Island Time. DJ Majestic, you're Filipino, bro. Tell us a little bit about that, bro.
Yeah, Island Time is just really late time. When they say time is more of like a placeholder and everything starts after. But for Filipino time, it revolves all around the food. So it's like, what time are we going to eat? Or what time is like the lumpia or pancit ready? That's when people are going to arrive.
All right, hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Explain your culture's concept of time when it comes to showing up at parties. What are coming in through the text, right?
From the 310, we got, I'm from India, which means we just show up whenever we want to. Zero consideration. My boyfriend is white, and he's, like, always early to everything. It's wild. And then this is a great one from the 714. I'm Filipina, running in white people time, so for my wedding, I had to have two sets of invitations to people with 1 hour time difference.
That's incredible.
For the white family and the Filipino family.
That's amazing, right? The accommodations you have to make, we're like, babe, we need your family on time. He's like, say the wedding's at noon. Say it's at noon.
My
it's yesterday. That's so good. Ashley from Pasadena, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. So explain your culture's concept of time when it comes to parties.
Oh, wow. Schizophrenic, bipolar.
What?
Take your pick. Okay, I am half Japanese. My mom's Japanese, and my dad is Latino.
Dope mashup.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's the yin and the yang. You have the Japanese mom that I grew up with who was always telling me being on time is being late. That was her
right.
big phrase.
Wow. Oh, I hate that saying.
But then she would say, you have to always show up at least 10 minutes early, which was really, on Japanese time, was more like 45 minutes early.
Gosh.
Oh my God, it was so painful. But then you had my dad, who's Latino, and a watch was just like
an accessory.
Time was
literally an accessory.
An accessory. Yes, an accessory. Yeah, yeah. And so it got to a point growing up where my dad would just drop her off.
So oh my God.
And he would do whatever. I don't even know what he did, but I would just be sitting there watching my mom, you know, make sure everything is in place, either on her body, on me. Everything had to be perfect.
And then he would show up to the party later yeah, after he
amazing.
Dropped your mom off?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To
yeah.
roll up Latino time.
Bro, he just.
Cool. I love
he
your
was,
dad.
He was adapting. That's what you have to do in a marriage. You have to understand your partner and you have
exactly.
to make.
Exactly.
See, I feel like this actually could have been genius if they worked together, then they would actually just show up fashionably late.
Ah.
It'd be like, they'd be like an hour into the party. It could have been like a really good compromise if they had worked that out. I'm just saying.
Well,
not,
honestly,
not if you want to stay married to a Japanese woman.
Facts. That's a smart Latino man. Ashley, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
Matthew from Downey, you're going to explain Latino time to a whole nother level. Can't wait to hear it. Break it down. What happened, bro?
All right then, bro. So it turns out that we were invited to a birthday party. We were really excited to go, and we get the kids ready. We get everything all ready. We get all dressed up. Take, you know, my wife takes a couple hours to do her thing. And then we get into the Uber, roll up in there, we get over here to the party, and then all of a sudden, lights out. It looks like nobody's there. I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
At
babe?
The party, yeah.
At the party, I'm like, babe, did you double check the invitation to find out what's up? She's like, yeah, everybody always has parties on Saturday. And I'm like, but can you double check it right now? And she's like, oh my God, Matt. It was yesterday.
Oh, that's a whole other level on Latino time. That's like 24 hours late.
That's amazing. You just started a brand new party the next day. Everyone's got leftovers.
Yeah. I love that she just assumed, yo, party's on Saturday.
I was like, oh, no. What do we do, you know? So then we just lay it all out there on the table, walk up to the house, and we're like, yo, we're so sorry. My bad. This happened, and here's your present, and we just got our man up to it, and they're like, you know what? It's cool. Come on in. Let's break out with the tequila. Let's hang out. Let's chill.
Yeah, your man, own private VIP party, Matthew. Even better, bro.
That was it.
Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your summer.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Can I get one quick shout-out?
Of course, bro.
Allensworth Realty. You guys are the best.
There it is.
Thank
get that
you guys. That's right, man. Have a great day.
Bro, but we're commercial free right now, but whatever. That's fine. Get it, man. All right, man. Lines are blowing up. Texts are blowing up. This is awesome. Rachel from Beaumont, explain your culture's concept of time when you're showing up to a party, girl. Break it down.
Okay, so we got three cultures going on in our family. We have me. I'm white. My family's notorious for being 2 hours early because, you know, we go to bed with the chickens. So we got my husband who is, we know he's Latino, because he does have Hispanic blood in him, but grandma was frisky, so we think everybody thinks he's Islander too. And he does love to cook.
Knows.
And so he is on kind of a combo of those two times going on. So the only way we survive in our family is we tell my family that the party is 2 hours late. We tell my husband's family that the party is 2 hours earlier than the actual time. And then we tell everybody else who's wanting to come for the food. That's food at noon.
That's amazing. You know what's funny? I went to one of our listeners, Keely. She's Simone, and she graduated from high school. Went to her party, and they were talking about island time. And the mom was like, "Look, we don't even wait for people anymore. We just—it's just a rolling start time whenever. Because island time, whenever you want to show up, you show up, and we don't wait for anybody."
Rachel.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys were able to find a way to work it out to avoid World War III in your family.
The compromise.
It works. You gotta ask them. What flavor are you?
What's your flavor? Rachel, we love you. Have a great summer.
You too.
David, yeah. Good morning to you, bro. You're saying your sister's on Latino time, but a whole nother level. It was her own birthday party, and what happened?
No, her daughter's birthday party. 5 hours late. What? And when she gets there, she tells me she has to leave to pick up the cake.
Wait, oh my God. So she shows up 5 hours late to the party and then has to leave to get the cake.
Yeah, I said, I'll go pick up the cake. People have eaten and left already.
Oh my gosh.
Her own daughter's birthday party. That's like women time and Latino time all put together, man. That's a whole nother level right there.
She's like, the party don't start until I walk in.
Until the cake walks in, bro. David, appreciate you calling in. What's your sister's name? Give her a shout out right now, bro.
Leticia,
you know we love you, but girl, come on. What are the texts saying, Brian?
We got this one from the 818. I'm Latina. I got invited to my coworker's baby shower. She's a white lady. I showed up 45 minutes late thinking I was early. I walked into the middle of everything that they were doing. The festivities had started.
She was feeling all proud of herself.
She's like, I'm on time.
See, baby showers, too, for white people, you have to be on time.
They got games
they're playing.
It is
scheduled. There's a schedule. You got to open presents. Yeah.
There's a run of show.
100%.
You got a host for the event.
That's happened.
From the 310, we got, I'm a white guy, and every time I get invited to a barbecue, I always cruise by just to see if it's lit and if it's popping. If it's not, I go run some errands and I come back because there's nothing worse than being the awkward white dude at the carne asada early.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Did it ever get on your nerves when you were growing up or even now? Like when your parents would mix up your name with your siblings, man? A brother or sister, they can never get it right. They'll say, if they have like five kids, they'll say the four, every other kid's name first, and then they'll find up like, yeah, Chelsea.
My mom used to call us dog names. Like, she gets so confused, she just starts with throwing, she's like, Newt, Daisy, Chip, Shoot, Killian, Patrick, Brian. Oh, there, Brian.
And I used to see it, and when that would happen to me, and they're like, Jorge, Eddie, all my brother's name, Edgar, ay, mijo, I'm sorry. Don't think that I don't love you. You know? Like, no, thank you, Mom. Appreciate it.
She hits your brother's name twice. She's like, Eddie, Violine, dang it.
I love him the most. Listen, man, I used to get on my nerves, but then I did it yesterday with my daughters, 2-year-old Ariela and my 3-month-old daughter. I almost forgot it. 3-month-old daughter, Alani. Uh-huh. And I think that was the mistake, bro. We named them both with the letter A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're already like halfway in your mess. You're like, You know, so yesterday I called Lani Ariela, and then my wife corrected me, and then just chaos broke out. There was already chaos going on in the house, and within about 15 seconds, you see what parenthood really is like. Within 15 seconds, my wife is cooking. I noticed that my 3-month-old daughter had spit up on her shoulder, and she had no idea. She was just rocking spit up. And then I named my child a different name, and then I tried to talk to Ariela, my 2-year-old, and she knocked the phone out of my hand, and it went into the pan.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's audio of it. Check it out.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. Did you do that, Ariela?
Alani did
it. See, I'm Alani, huh? Whoops. This is Ariela. There goes my phone.
Yo, dude.
Into some carne asada my wife was making.
Don't ever make that mistake again. Ariel just straight up karate chopped your phone. Like, get that out of my face, Dad.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
I was like, I called her sister her name, but she didn't like it.
Oh, for sure.
And she just, bah, there goes my phone, man. So I think I'm just going to call them both A.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, you. Just hey,
no,
right? The
A-team. Don't do the fans of Pretty Little Liars right now are hearing you say that. And they're like, no, because A was like the evil person on the show, the evil character. Yeah.
That's why everyone just goes with Mija.
Mija. Mira, Mija. Mira, Mijo.
My mom just says, you know who I'm talking to.
Hey, you. All right, man. Check out that video, man. It's just showing you what parenthood really is, raw with no filters. Up on my Instagram at Edgar I. Sotelo, or just use the hashtag Ariela Sotelo. Check it out. It's pretty funny. Chelsea, what's coming up in your entertainment stuff?
So if you're a fan of the TV show Stranger Things and you live in LA, you need to know about something that's happening this weekend. It's super cool. Trust me. So that's coming up in the Chelsea Report around 8:50.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
So if you're a fan of the TV show Stranger Things, this is super cool. So this weekend, this coming weekend, the Santa Monica Pier is being taken over and transformed to reflect elements of the Netflix show.
That's dope.
So June 29th, June 30th, visitors will basically be taken back in time to the 1980s for what they're saying, eerie Stranger Things beach experience.
Oh, nice.
The iconic Ferris wheel will be rebranded as the Hawkins Wheel, which is named after the fictional Indiana town from the show. Other rides will also be transformed. There be upside down ice cream sundaes, throwback Coca-Cola products, food eating competitions. The Hawkins High School cheerleaders and 80s cover bands will be the ones who provide the entertainment.
That's great news, because leading up to 4th of July, you know, Santa Monica Pier needs more people.
Oh, God.
You know, right. Definitely. I feel like it's been kind of lacking.
Not much of an attraction. You know, it's crazy. They shoot that show in Atlanta up near where my girlfriend and I live.
Oh, yeah?
And before they've started shooting, they convert like entire shopping, like outdoor little strip malls into like 1980s.
That's dope,
man. Cars parked there. You'll be driving down the road and be like, oh, I think you're going to shoot there.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Like some old arcade.
That's cool.
Wait, there's a Datsun.
Type of car.
There's a type of truck. You know, like they must be shooting Stranger Things.
Just a reminder, season 3 of the Stranger Things debuts July 4th. So there you have it.
That's dope.
Coming up soon. Kim Kardashian's team has responded to the backlash over her new Spanx brand, which she's named Kimono.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So just for some backstory, she basically trademarked the word kimono, which caused serious backlash this week because obviously kimono is a traditional Japanese garment.
Yeah.
So she was being accused of cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so in Kim's defense now, we're hearing her team is saying Kim has no plan to produce traditional kimono garments. And she isn't the first one to use the name. Apparently, there's also kimono sunglasses, kimono lashes, a kimono restaurant, and kimono condoms. And so that's kind of their defense, as they're saying, which it feels like they're kind of missing the point.
Yes.
Well, no one's got the PR machine that she has. Like,
exactly.
Look, no matter how you break it down, Edgar made the point yesterday. And one, I don't think they care at all, regardless. But, like, there's going to be a generation of people who now think that kimono is not like Japanese cultural, like a lifestyle garment.
Yeah.
They're going to literally look at it like, oh, it's just spandex undies.
Yeah.
Like you'd be hanging out with a Japanese friend. They're like, oh, yeah, my mom's wearing a kimono. Oh!
Oh, damn.
Kim Kardashian Spanx?
Yep.
Like, no. You know what I'm saying? It's going to hijack that.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it. Kim has not said anything specifically herself yet, but I'm sure she will come out soon. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by CB Distillery. It's not marijuana, it's CBD. And our listeners get 15% off with the promo code Brian at CBDistillery.com.
Right. My gift to you, everybody.
Mm. Oh, you're so nice, Dad. Ever since you joined the show, you've gotten a lot more positive and nicer. Have you guys noticed that?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah. Positive, yes. Positive.
I feel like, I don't know why you're piling on me right now. I think
I
said some pretty nice things about Kim Kardashian. Do you want me to take a blowtorch to her right now?
I said some days.
We got to go on. You guys talk about it off there. Can you imagine Shawn Mendes and Camila really ended up together?
You guys, my heart would be so happy. I really would.
Their babies would be gorgeous. They would sing out of control, and they would be born with like an 8-pack.
Oh my gosh. And they're just good people. I've been interviewing them since they were little wee ones, and now I feel like they're grown up and I want them to be together.
And you know what? They're not just good people when you're interviewing them. They're like, after the mics are off,
yep,
they're the same people, man.
So true.
Super genuine, good people for sure. Wish them all the best in all that they do. All right, guys, in less than 5 minutes, your chance to win 4 passes to go to our Amp Radio Endless Summer Pool Party Numero Uno with our very own DJ Vice and friends Benny Blanco, Bryce Vine going down this weekend. It's going to be epic, so get ready to win that. But right about now, vent about who did you dirty, 877-971-HITS. Nessa from Torrance, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're doing great. I really want to know who did you dirty, because nobody messes with our Nessa. Mm-hmm. Not after you gave us the blessing of allowing us and our listeners to choose a name for your newest born, Giovanni. Who's messing with you, Nessa?
Oh, man. It was one of my best friends I had from 6th grade all the way until college.
No.
I won't put her on blast, but yeah. We were best friends for a long time. She ended up sleeping with the guy that I was falling for. I was the girl next door, and him and I were talking and stuff. And of course, she's my best friend. I was telling her, you know, all about him. So she secretly started falling for him, too.
Oof.
The twist is she actually did me a favor because she told me she slept with him. And I was like, you know, heartbroken about that and stuff. But it's okay. He introduced me to his best friend. And his best friend is the father of all three of my babies and my husband today.
Oh, my.
So it's like, did you dirty with a silver lining?
Yeah, with a twist.
Yep.
I was going to say, like, if this all happened recently, that's a hell of a lot of drama. Because we just had your little baby in the studio. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
Torrance is getting wild.
What was it? You called us like 4 months ago? Or how long ago to name Giovanni?
Well, Gio, he's going to be 9 months in a few days now.
Oh,
a year ago.
Nessa. Wow. So what is going on with your ex-best friend's life now? Do you guys talk at all? What is she up to?
No. You know what's funny is that I squashed it all. I forgave her and everything.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, you know what? It's a guy. Like, I mean, we're not supposed to let, you know, a guy ruin our friendship, especially it was over 10 years of friendship, you know. Mm-hmm. Me and the guy are actually okay friends, but I don't know what's going on with her, though. All I know is she moved to Texas, and I reached out to her on Facebook. She blocked me.
What?
Found her on Instagram. Oh. Yeah, so, like, and I wasn't looking for her on Instagram, but I found her. She popped up on there, friends you may know. And
I bet she's regretting the choice of the dude and not the best friend, because she looks and sees, like, your family and stuff, and she realized that she picked the wrong dude.
Nessa, so we met your hubby, and you guys have a beautiful family. So
thank you.
Is your hubby still friends with your ex?
They're Facebook friends, but he doesn't really have the intentions of being friends anymore.
Yeah, I can see that.
You're a grown-ass man and a dad. You know, how many friends do you really need?
Yeah. You guys take a three on one hand, so I only got room for two more, and that's it.
Right. Thank you, Nessa. Love you. Thank you for calling in, man. I just love your heart and your spirit. It doesn't surprise me that you forgave her. Thank you for allowing us and the rest of our listeners to be a part of it by, you know, when we got to name your baby Gio.
Oh, yeah. And you guys have to be there at his first birthday party on the 7th, September.
I think that's at the very end of our 97 parties that we got to crash in 97 days.
Yep, I think so.
Thank you, Nessa.
Thank you. Love you guys. Have a beautiful day.
Love you, too.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Crashing 97 parties in 97 days.
One of the best experiences of our lives. Just eating all your food at your parties. Thank you. And drinking with you.
I mean, I'm feeling like a lot of people I'm finding out have side hustles in like the food catering business, and those are the parties I like to go to, man.
Yeah, man. The secret taquero in the family, just throwing down. That's what I'm talking about.
On Tuesday, Locos Tacos Orange County down in Anaheim. Yeah. I was like, man, who's doing the tacos? Guys like me. Raul's like me, bro. I'm like, that's dope.
The party I went to on Tuesday. It was a 3x quinceañera birthday party. The bomb-ass tacos, tortas ahogadas from Guadalajara. They're like, yeah, we work at El Cangrejo. It's like the cook from El Cangrejo restaurant in Corona. I'm like, yo, I'm down. So we're crashing 97 parties in 97 days. We're up to 58 parties. Thank you so much for the invites. Keep them coming, though. We're going to blow through 97 parties, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
And we're just going to keep partying. I don't care. So hit us up on the gram at 97.1 Amp Radio. And we apologize in advance because sometimes we show up to the wrong address. And by we, I mean Chelsea.
Yep.
But you made it up for one Amp listener. You crushed his heart. He's a high school student. He was so stoked. He had told all his friends, yeah, Chelsea Briggs.
Yeah,
from the Amp Morning Show. Yeah, from Billboard. Yeah, the one with 100,000 followers on the gram.
Oh,
she's
God.
Coming to my house.
People thought he got catfished.
Yeah, straight up. The party was supposed to be in Simi Valley where they live. Chelsea somehow ended up in Rolling Heights, an hour and a half away.
It was a hungover morning. Okay, we've all had those. They're forgivable. You just have to make them up.
I just can't wait for somebody to invite you to a party in Tujunga. And you're going to end up in Tijuana.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
Guys, yo. I'm crossing the border for some reason.
That might not be a bad party. I've never had a bad time.
On Revolucion.
Even when I got in trouble.
Say amen to that. Chelsea, you made it up to Giancarlo. How did you do it? Break it down.
Yeah, so I went out to Simi Valley. So basically, it's kind of cool. So his sister, her name's Annalise, she actually just found out literally the week before she's going to be on Big Brother.
That's dope.
This season. She's on it right now. And it's funny, the actual graduation party that I missed, apparently, like, Big Brother crew showed up to film there. So I, like, missed that whole thing go down. But still, it was cool. I showed up. I knocked on the door. And he was funny, like Giancarlo. He's so adorable. Super sweet guy. Him and his mom are super fans. But right when I walked in, his mom and they had like family there, they're like, oh, hey, Flaky. Glad you finally made it. And I was like, you guys, I feel awful. Okay.
They gave it to you. I love that.
They were so sweet. Talk about food. They had like all, they kept like trying to give me all the food at every minute I was there. They had everything. But we watched, it was basically a Big Brother premiere watch party. So we watched his sister as she's on the show for the first time. I'm seeing, you know, her dad, his reaction to her sitting there saying,
not
like,
look like a fan.
No, well, because she's sitting there and she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. And she's on the show. And, you know, she's saying who she has a crush on the show. Like, oh, it's going to be a fun summer with so-and-so. And her dad's just like, why would she say that? Like, you know, he's like being so overprotective. I'm like, oh, it's going to be tough.
You put an Instagram story of him and his face.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, one, he looked like, I don't want to be on camera. I don't want to be watching this. Like, this is all a bad idea. He had this look on his face like he's going to have a hit list of people on that show when the whole thing's done.
And I said to him, I was like, what did you say to her before she left? Because, like, you just wonder, what are the... What what do your parents say to you before you go on a reality show? And he's like, I just was like, look, don't embarrass us. Don't embarrass the family. Don't embarrass yourself. But like that truth, like that's being a good dad. That's what you probably would say to your daughter, you know?
Absolutely. So you did interview Giancarlo, who you ghosted on the first party. See if you finally meet up for it. Let's check it out.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo, and I'm from Simi Valley. Thank you, Chelsea, for finally crashing my Big Brother party premiere.
Do you finally forgive me? Because I missed your first one because I went to the wrong address. I'm so sorry, but did I make it up to you? Can we finally call a truce?
I mean, yeah, but I think homecoming sounds better if you came to my homecoming.
Wait, what? Are you asking me to homecoming right now?
Yes.
When is that?
In October.
But what if you have like a girlfriend then? Maybe there's someone else you want to take. We don't know. That's a long time away.
Well, I'll be single for you.
Oh my gosh, Giancarlo.
Oh my gosh, Giancarlo.
Shooting a shot right now.
Go for it, bro.
Oh, should Brian and Edgar come too?
Yes, yes. Bring a DJ too, because our DJs suck. I'm sorry. DJ Majestic, please come crash my homecoming party too.
Hey,
damn.
DJ Majestic.
Is it a rich neighborhood, Chelsea?
How's they gonna pay?
Yeah. How's that school paying?
Yo, he ain't a volunteer.
So I ain't about to do some community service. Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like mad cool.
It's super cool. Their family's awesome. I actually like, because I never really watched Big Brother, and now I feel like I'm addicted. I'm like, all right, I'm coming back next week to watch with you guys.
So say her name again, Giancarlo's sister, so we can root for her.
Annalise.
Annalise.
Yes.
Dope.
Yeah.
Go get it, homie.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AM Radio.
Happy day before Friday. Buenos dias. I'm a sucker for you. Thank you for hanging out with us. We got the Dopest Moment Award going out to David from LA. Called in earlier this morning. We're asking you to please explain what on time means in your culture when showing up to parties. And my man David roasted his sister. She threw a party for her own daughter and was mad late. Check this out.
Her daughter's birthday party, 5 hours late. What? And when she gets there, she tells me she has to leave to pick up the cake.
Oh my God.
So she shows up 5 hours late to the party and then has to leave to get the cake.
Yeah, I said, I'll go pick up the cake. People have eaten and left already.
Oh my gosh.
That's a whole nother level of Latino type right there, bro.
I mean, I think the best thing was people who have multicultural families who have already adjusted for time, right? Uh-huh. Like, we had texters say, like, yo, I'm Filipino, but I also have white people coming to my wedding, so I have two different sets of invitations.
Best.
One's going to my Filipino family that has a different time to show up than the ones that go to my white family.
Yeah, Filipinos roll a little bit late, so she put a little earlier time on that invitation.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And for white folk, you know, you just put the right time on it, you know? You're good to go. Oh, man. Thank you so much. Make sure you check out our full podcast up on the daily. Get to download our app, radio.com app. It's free.
Free.
And then search Amp Morning Show. We'll be right there. Yo, big shout out to Camila Cabello. She's amazing, and her beautiful mom. She just posted in her stories that she was listening to our show.
And we got really excited.
We got really excited because she heard her song, Señorita, come on. She was like, oh my gosh. And her mom was just singing, dancing, and whatnot in the car driving somewhere here in SoCal. So Camila, if you're still listening, thank you so much for making amazing music with Shawn Mendes and for listening to us. It's super nice of you.
And what do you think about the other segments, too? You know what I mean? Like shock collar trivia.
Feedback you can give us. That'd be great.
What do you think about the fact that after Señorita ended, we were like, oh, man, I hope her and Shawn Mendes end up together. We'll have beautiful babies.
Yeah. No, we don't mean to intrude on your personal life or anything, but also we just love you both.
That's unfair to the gene pool. We need those two to spread that out. Find some folks that are a little less fortunate.
That's what my wife did. She's helping out my side of the family. Good times. Coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over your radio. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Nobody deserves that kind of power over your life. Love you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.